Carrick 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist, Adrian and Amanda Williams and the team on the Western Highway at Rockbank. Great supporters of K-Rock and K-Rock football. Time to talk about GFL footy. Round 11 yesterday, and it was atrocious conditions, mainly around the Geelong CBD, some out on the coast, but at West Oval, it was a tough old day. And in the end, Geelong West over the top of Lara by 1 point, 610-69. Joining us on the line is the coach of the Giants, Greg Mellor. Greg, thanks for your time. Congratulations on the win, but gee, that was a nightmare of a day in terms of trying to play attractive footy.
Okay, Tom, yeah, thanks for having me on. Look, it's when you have these type of days, the results can bring everyone really close together, and then in the end, we were, you know, probably lucky to get over the line. You know, Lara kicked with the breeze in the first quarter and kicked 3.5 goals, and they were probably unlucky not to kick a few more, and made it really hard to come back.
Talk to us about the closing stages of the game, and in terms of holding on, how hard were your players battling?
Well, it was just, right at the start of the last quarter, the wind changed direction again, and then that, sleet almost came through, and so it was, it was really tough for both sides, and we were up by 2 points, I think, at the start of the last quarter, and I think they might have kicked 3 and we kicked 1, or they might have kicked 2 and we kicked 1, and it was very close. They had probably, certainly with the ball was down in their forward line right at the end when the siren went, they'd had a shot, 4 goal, from about 35 or 40 metres out, dropped short and were able to play brave and not let it get over the line.
Yep. You had a reason to win yesterday. Danny Craven playing his 100th game for the club.
Yeah, look, he's a great, terrific clubman. Daniel, he's been around the place for 8-9 years or so. He's just one of those really, really good club people that does whatever he can to help out. And as a player in the team, he'll play whatever role you ask him to, and does it to the best of his ability. So certainly a real popular player and club person. It was pleasing to get over the line for him.
Yeah, Scotty Frangos, another tough performance from him as well.
He's been playing really good footy, Scott. Just playing in that, high defender role. Reads the play really well. He was just super in the last quarter. We had a lot of real young kids playing in the back line yesterday. And apart from Scott, he just really helped settle them and, coached them and on field and, talked to them a lot about their setups as well. And, after the first quarter, I think we structured up a lot better. And in the last quarter, the back line as a group were terrific.
Not a day not designed for big blokes. Jaden Symes, just tireless again.
Yeah, he'd been sort of a little bit off the last couple of weeks, but I thought he bounced back and, got around the field a lot, and his tap work was pretty good, and was able to give our mids, first look at the footy. I thought we struggled a bit early in the first quarter in particular, but our mids sort of were able to bounce back and after that.
The confidence of the group, did it take a dent with the results over the last month or so? I think your last win came before the interleague break, and your 5 consecutive losses. You had a tough run, I think 4 sides in the top half of the ladder where you were competitive at times, but also there were times where you fell off a little bit.
Yeah, look, that's certainly fair to say. I feel like that we were, even though we weren't getting the results on the board, that we're in those games for periods of the time, and certainly played, a reasonable brand of footy. We just needed to be able to do it for longer, and that's sort of where we're at as a young developing group, and it's just about, they're all fairly, they're a pretty resilient sort of group, and they were, they were feeling like that it was, we're not far away.
Yep.
We just need a few things to go our way. We need to make, we certainly need to take make the most of the opportunities that are presented, and you know, keep building on that.
Chance to refresh before taking on North Shore after the bye. How do you use the break for the players?
We'll train probably Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll train offside on Tuesday, then we'll train Wednesday, have a really heavy session, and then they will have a session to do by themselves between then and when we come back. So they'll give them a chance to get themselves ready to go for the last 7 games.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg, really appreciate your time. Well done on the win. It has been a tough month or so for the club, but to sneak the 4 points is a good result and a chance for the boys to build off that going into the last third of the season. Well done on the win, and always good to talk footy with you. Thanks, Greg.
No worries. Thanks, Kingy.
Greg Mellor joining us there, the coach of the Geelong West Giants. That is the wash-up done and dusted for another afternoon. Next, we're off to Marvel Stadium for St Kilda and Richmond. Darren Berry, Ben Castagnoli, Justin Longmuir and Heath Buck there to bring you all the action. Darren Parkin also in position as well. But thanks to Gibbo for pushing the buttons on this edition of the wash-up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist on KROQ 955.